When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. Two Jews, no Rod Carews.
A.k.a. the pods where the Randy goes into the couch.
You are actually part
I'm really
of the
becoming
couch.
A part of, look at this. Like, if you just saw this, I'm just chilling out.
Couch Randy. Sam and Randy.
Sam and Randy evening.
All right, here we go. Let's get into it. When you're at home, guys, and you're not going out, you tend to shower less. That's fine.
What are you getting gussied up for?
There's no reason.
There's literally no point.
When you're going to just sit down and watch the Falcon and the Winter Snowman.
It's not the...
It is the Winter Snowman.
It's the Falcon and the Snowman was a show.
Are you into it? Are you watching it?
Yes, we're watching. Are you watching it?
I didn't like the first one.
It's good, man.
Does it get good?
It's good. It's different. It's not like, fun. It's serious. Like, it's good, man. Boring. I like it. And it's not boring. Stupid. I liked it.
All right. I'll give it another shot.
You need to sit down and watch The Falcon and the Winter Soldier again.
Or all 23 Marvel movies in chronological order. You don't
no
have to,
need to put product in your
you
hair.
You don't have to shave your beard,
your legs, your armpits. None of them. Who's going to see you? Nobody is.
People, let's be honest, they've really let themselves go over this past year.
And can you blame them?
But when you do take that shower,
when you do shave,
when you finally get dressed up,
even if it's just to go to like Costco, right, Jay?
Just to watch the Karens out in the wild
without masks on, yeah.
Feels good. Feels good to deep down in your loins
to
when get, you get clean.
To get gussied up a little.
You feel like a better person.
You do.
You really, really do.
But what if you haven't done one grooming ritual for 30 years.
So you're predating the pandemic by like 28, 29
yep.
years.
Okay. And then you decide to finally do it.
Well, that's where we find ourselves in our next story. Get ready, folks, because we have so many questions.
So many questions.
After almost 30 years, Ayanna Williams has finally cut her fingernails.
Yeah.
To a nail biter, that's enough nails to feed them for life.
Do you ever hear the story of like the person who bit their nails and would chew their nails and swallow them and then a giant ball
of the nails formed in their stomach? Okay. 30 years. We didn't have internet 30 years ago.
So she'd been growing nails pre-information superhighway.
That's when she started growing. 30 years is slightly longer than the gap between seasons of The Sopranos.
That's right.
That's 30
Game
years.
Game of Thrones, too.
To give you a sense. Williams from Houston, Texas, snagged the women's world record for longest fingernails.
So she can't even claim that shouldn't this be, I'm not saying that men and women are different. I'm not saying women have longer nails than men, but this feels like a record that a woman should hold over a man.
Or that the men and women should be allowed to be in the same category for
yes.
this one.
This should be anybody.
Of all categories in the Guinness book, there should be gender neutrality.
I think
one.
There should be gender neutrality in rock skipping, too.
Agreed. In 2017, she set the record when her fingernails were 18 feet, 10.9 inches long, 576.4 centimeters.
18 feet!
That feels like a record that's not an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Some of the records are straight up accomplishments, like juggling or carrying stacks of stuff or skipping rocks, and some of them are literally the opposite of accomplishments.
World's longest fingernail is the accomplishment of not accomplishing something over a long period of time.
How do you celebrate a victory as hollow as achieving the world's longest fingernails?
You certainly can't crack open a beer.
You can't high five a friend.
You can't give your lover a back rub.
Can't do anything. But before Williams got them out cut over the weekend, she broke her previous record with her nails measuring a total of 24 feet, 7 inches.
She didn't break it, Jay. She busted it. 18 to 24 feet?
That's how long it was for 3 years. How hollow is that, though? You broke your own record.
You can't even throw it. You can throw it in your own face.
But you can't throw it in anyone else's face. That's the whole point of breaking a record.
Throw it in your face.
I did it.
I'm better than you. What did she say? I'm better than me.
The fingernails on Williams' right hand measured 338.5 centimeters long, while the fingers on her left hand measured 395.05 centimeters, according to a press release on Fox News. Does anyone really care?
Oh, wait. Her left hand was shorter than her right hand? What's the problem here?
I mean,
I don't know if I'm going to sleep tonight.
she going to write a book about it called Nailed It
or Pressing On
or Scratch That? I don't. We've scratch given you the that, name. Scratch
read,
That is a good
I would
one,
read right? Scratch That.
The nails will be put on display at a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum in Orlando, Florida.
By the way,
according to a press release,
you could make your own version of them.
Yeah.
And no one would know the difference.
There's nothing gross about that, by the way, putting them on display.
No.
Feels like the kind of thing that you could replicate.
That's what I said. You could replicate and no one would know.
Like
they could be on display there and here.
Like we only care how long they were. Like show us the length of what.
Just show us a picture of her is better than the actual fingernail.
We don't need the actual fingernails.
So when I went to the EMP or even to when we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and they do exhibits where you see like the clothing,
like how small Elvis's outfits were.
Right. Like that stuff is cool. That to me is interesting to see the
like that Prince's outfit could fit on my 12-year-old son.
Right.
Like and that's it.
Seeing that stuff right. is like the sweater that Kurt Cobain wore during the Unplugged performance, okay?
It
like,
looks tiny.
Tiny. So seeing that sweater, that is interesting to me. That
seeing
is really,
these nails,
who cares?
Who cares? And think about a Florida Ripley's, believe it or not.
This thing has got to be filled with the craziest stuff.
I mean, so much of Florida is already unbelievable.
How can you top it in an indoor museum?
Unless you've got the explosives that a guy and his uncle tried to embed in a python before they were suffocated by that python.
Or the oils from a massage parlor that Robert Kraft frequented that yes. also was a child trafficking front.
Yes. Or the shaft of a golf club that was used by Tiger Woods' ex-wife to smash his car.
Or Coke balloons that burst inside of drug mules in 1980 Miami.
Right. Or the crab legs that Jameis Winston stole from the Tampa Bay Public.
Are we coming up with a new museum here?
Florida's Ripley's, believe it or not. Quote, it's going to be awesome, Williams told GWR.
All right.
Guinness
Let
World
us
Records.
Determine that.
Like, she told Guinness World Records, like, there's someone interviewing from that. It's going to be like a wax of myself, even though it's just my nails.
Oh, so it's going to be wax.
I wonder if the guy who holds the record for the most earwax would ask for a wax version of his earwax in the Ripley's Believe It or Not.
I would ask for all the earwax in his ear to be formed and shaped into a mannequin of himself.
That would be great. That would be amazing. She continued, I can't wait to see that. For real. I'm going to be grinning from ear to ear. Just really think about it. It's amazing.
Can't wait to see it. Would you?
You saw it for the last 30 years of your life.
All right. When we come back, we're going to continue more on this story with this crazy woman and the long ass nails. This is Club Rock Country, the Virus Edition. Don't go anywhere. Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports. Talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. May 22nd,
live Dumb People Town.
It might be one of the last ones we do. We don't, in terms of like the live.
The Doughboys are with us.
They don't know yet. We may continue to do them, but we have to have interest from fans. And so we want you guys to come out to these shows. The Doughboys are one of the best podcasts that's out there. And Chris Thiele, who is incredible from Nickel Creek. And live from here.
That so get your tickets at nowherecomedyclub.com or danielvankirk.com. You can get your tickets. Get them. We want to see you there and just have a great, fun party on that Saturday, May 22nd. Going to be a blast. Okay. In a statement, in a press release, when we left,
Williams, the one with the longest fingernails, can't wait to see her fingernails on display at Ripley's Believe It or Not in Orlando.
I love that this woman is giving a press release. Go ahead, Jay. What'd she say?
It's history for my kids and my grandkids. It's very exciting.
I'm excited for her and her grandkids.
But they could have also just seen pictures of their crazy grandma. And that
would have served history too, okay?
According to GWR, Guinness World Records, Williams hasn't cut her nails for 28 years since the early 90s. Before she got them cut, she had to be very careful with certain tasks and was unable to do others, like washing dishes. So she didn't do washing dishes. So maybe she just did hates this to washing
get,
dishes.
Or to get out of chores.
Or putting sheets on the bed. I mean, come on. Those are, and by the way, those are a few hand-based jobs she couldn't do. I can imagine, you know,
a man in her life not really being okay with how long these nails are.
With my movements, I have to be very careful, Williams told GWR ahead of her nail cutting. So usually in my mind, I'm already preparing for the next step that I have to do to make sure that I don't hurt myself with my nails or break them.
Or break them is really the most important
thing. Because she's going
That's for your right. identity. That's who you are. You don't want to break your identity.
I'm excited about cutting my nails because I look forward to new beginnings.
That must be a recent feeling.
I mean, she hasn't always looked forward to new beginnings because she's had these things growing for 30 years on her body.
And by the way, and far surpassed her record. Like, she could have cut them when they were 19 feet long.
Yes. Painting her nails was also a huge task before she got them cut. According to GWR, it took several days and 3 to 4 bottles of nail polish.
That's really not that much, by the way.
In 2017, when she was first named the woman with the longest fingernails, it took 2 bottles of nail polish and 20 hours. Well, at least she was spending her time wisely.
I'll tell you what she wasn't doing.
Hanging out with friends.
Or making the bed or washing the dishes.
All right. I've been growing my nails for a few decades now. I'm so, so ready for a new life. I love that she's treating it like she had no option.
Yeah, like that this was...
Oh, I'm so, so ready for a new life.
By the way, you're not Tina Turner who just escaped your abusive husband. Like, you are...
You could have done this. You could have gotten out of this decades ago.
Right.
Williams got her fingernails cut at Trinity Vista Dermatology in Fort Worth, Texas, according to GWR, and they used an electric rotary tool. You know it's bad when they need to use a mini saw.
A Dremel mini saw
to saw cut your fingernails off. You've gone too far.
She said she immediately felt relief in her knuckles and her thumb. Yeah.
Right.
Because, like, it's just weighing it. Can you imagine 18 feet of nails?
I wish there was a way she could have done this sooner in her life.
She could have.
What was stopping her? Oh, yeah. Her
ego.
With or without my nails, I will still be the queen.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Let's talk to Elizabeth and Latifah. I mean, she's the equalizer now, right?
I think so.
Aretha Franklin's estate, every gay man in the Castro, I think they're going to have something to say about whether you are the queen.
She said, my nails don't make me. I make my nails. And that is true.
Yes.
But you really couldn't. They really did have control over you because you probably wanted to cut
them.
They did make you. They did.
She does plan on growing out her nails again, just not quite as long as her record.
Okay, so she's learned her lesson.
She's like a length hoarder.
Yeah, exactly.
Although Williams already held the current women's record for the world's longest fingernails, the record holder for the woman with the world's longest fingernails ever is still Lee Redman, whose fingernails reached 28 feet 4.5 inches long in February 2008.
Wait, if she didn't have the longest fingernails ever, then what record did she set?
She set the longest female fingernails currently.
Okay.
By the way, it's not like Lee Redman died 500 years ago. This was Lee Redman set the 2008 record.
2009, or she lost.
So she lost her extremely long nails in 2009 after a car accident in Spain.
At least she lost her nails with dignity.
She's like a cuticle matador. But that's seriously, right. So she didn't even have the longest fingernails of all time.
Right.
She just got beat by another woman in this millennium.
You just had the longest fingernails.
Currently, right
today,
now.
And you don't even have them anymore. This is crazy.
This is a weird thing to hang your hat on. Is
weird
your fingernails.
Thing to hang your nails on. All right, guys. That is the show. That is how we do it. We bring you the crazy stories to give you a little fun and a breath in this crazy world that we live in. Guys, stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we've got the jokes. We want you to get vaccinated. Wear a mask. I'll blend into the couch a little more. We love you, and we'll see you tomorrow. La-dee-da. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. La dee da da da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast.
a podcast network.